When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is an identifying the phrasal verbs episode. So if you're a regular listener to this podcast, then you will know what we do on these episodes. Well, if you've never heard it before, I want you to try and identify the phrasal verb that I am looking for. So I'm going to give you a sentence and maybe a verb or a phrase that needs a phrasal verb to replace it to make it sound more natural, more native. So for example, if I say the fireman extinguished the fire and I wanted to find a phrasal verb to replace extinguished, the answer would be put out, because to put out a fire is the same as extinguish. So the new sentence, the correct sentence would be, the fireman put out the fire. These are really, really important because they're just more natural. In English, phrasal verbs are very important and they're much more common than using the verb option. So it's important to learn as many of these as possible. So we have four sentences in total and four phrasal verbs to find. So here's number one. After a hard day at work, I bought some chocolates to make myself feel better. After a hard day at work, I bought some chocolates to make myself feel better. So in this sentence, I'm looking for a phrasal verb which replaces to make myself feel better. I bought some chocolates to make myself feel better. What's the phrasal verb that means that? Number two, today my friend discovered that he's going to be a father. Today my friend discovered that he's going to be a father. In this sentence, I'm looking for a phrasal verb which means the same as to discover. My friend discovered that he's going to be a father. Number three, someone called me saying they were from the bank, but they asked for my account details, so I ended the phone call. In this sentence, I'm looking for a phrasal verb which means the same as ended the phone call. So someone called me saying they were from the bank, but they asked for my account details, so I ended the phone call. Which phrasal verb can replace that? And number four, we need to go to the supermarket as we don't have any milk left. We need to go to the supermarket as we don't have any milk left. Here I'm looking for a phrasal verb to replace we don't have any left. We don't have any milk left. So make a note of those sentences. Have a think about the phrasal verb that could be used instead of those verbs. Okay, so hopefully you've had enough time now to look at the sentences and try to find the phrasal verbs. Let's go through the answers. Number one, after a hard day at work, I bought some chocolate to make myself feel better. Well, to make you or someone else feel better is to cheer up, to cheer someone up. So this sentence should be, I bought some chocolates to cheer myself up, to cheer myself up. And it's important to make sure that the myself, which is the reflexive pronoun, that must go in the middle, in between the verb and the preposition. Cheer myself up. You can never have a pronoun after a phrasal verb. Number two, today my friend discovered that he's going to be a father. So the replacement for discover is to find out. So the sentence should be, today my friend found out that he's going to be a father. Number three, Someone called me saying that they were from the bank, but then they asked for my account details. So I ended the phone call. If you end the phone call, the phrasal verb is to hang up. So I hung up with a U, because the past of hang is hung. So they asked for my account details, so I hung up. And that means to end the phone call. And finally, number four, we need to go to the supermarket as we don't have any milk left. Here we want to say we need to go to the supermarket as we have run out of milk. We have run out of milk. Phrasal verb here is run out, which means to not have any of something remaining. And that's it. So, how did you do? This is not an easy exercise, so don't worry if you didn't get any of them right. The most important thing is that you now know these phrasal verbs, know what they mean, and can use them. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful, and I hope you learned some new phrasal verbs. Remember, if you have any ideas for podcasts, or if you are interested in taking classes with me online, then you can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.